Now, if you live in the Pilbara or Gascoyne, chances are if you don't have a boat yourself, then you know at least 10 people who do, which means you probably spend a bit of time out on the water, especially at this time of the year. Now, be honest, do you wear a life jacket? Well, Laurie Adams is here in the Pilbara at the moment holding clinics where he's talking to lots of people in the community about why you should be wearing a life jacket, and he's joined me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, Kelly, and good morning to your listeners.
Are you enjoying being up here rather than cold, wet Perth?
Oh, most definitely. I keep getting phone calls from my wife and I understand how bad it is down in Perth, so this is delightful.
Now, tell me about the life jacket clinics you are running.
Right, Kelly, we're running what we call Make a Difference, Maintain and Wear Your Life Jackets. We've been in the Pilbara and have come through the Gascoyne in the Midwest to get here. So people can come along and basically bring their inflatable life jackets to us. We basically open the life jackets up, check their integrity and look at the cylinders, look at the clips, and just make certain what we say that the jacket's going to go boof when it's supposed to go boof. And through that, we're basically finding that about 20% of jackets have something wrong with them.
Oh, okay.
Not that they will probably misfire or not operate, but there's certain things that need to be corrected. The biggest thing up here especially is rusted cylinders, which can actually compromise the bladder.
How many people actually wear life jackets, honestly?
Look, we've just completed a survey down across the state, and we find that about 30% are wearing a life jacket at some time, or someone on a vessel is wearing a life jacket. So life jacket growth is certainly increasing across Western Australia. I was actually at Cleaverville yesterday, and I had one person tell me that why aren't people wearing life jackets? They want to see that. And another person say, I've got my life jacket, but I don't wear it. So the conversation is about life jackets and accessibility, and a lot of people are actually now considering them as a very valuable piece of safety equipment on their boats.
I mean, obviously, you go out on a boat, many of the adults won't wear them, but they'll put them on the children. Is that pretty much what you see?
Yes. And I suppose in a way that's disconcerting because the children tend to survive. It's the dads and the mums that are trying to save the kids that will tend to be the fatalities. So, having a life jacket gives you more time, allows you to support yourself in the water, therefore support other people. And we've all heard stories over the last few months
Of course, down in the
southwest of people being able to support other people. It also gives us more time to find people. So when you're floating in a bright yellow vest on, it's easy for us to identify and get to you. So over the last 10 years, we've analysed all the fatalities in Western Australia. And whilst we can't say definitely, but we can say that maybe 7 out of 10 people could have survived if they'd been wearing a life jacket. And that stat is pretty dramatic.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. So when you're actually talking to people, when you're doing the clinics and everything, and they say, I've got a life jacket, but I don't wear it, do they go away from the clinic and say, well, now I'm actually going to make sure that everyone on my boat actually is wearing a life jacket?
Well, that's how we finish. We ask them to be an ambassador and start encouraging people to wear life jackets and wear them themselves. Look, we understand up in the Northwest, it's hot. To put a life jacket on can be uncomfortable, but the jackets that are available in the market these days certainly eliminate a lot of those things. We wear them during our work. I know exactly what they're like. After 5 minutes, I've forgotten that I've got one on. So we ask them to be ambassadors, go away, think about it, and if not wear it, at least put it in a place where it's accessible and practice putting it on. If you have two people that go on the boat regularly, put the jacket on, fit it, and put your name on it. Have one jacket with Kelly, one jacket with Laurie. And so when we grab our jackets, we can put them on. We also encourage have a thing called the 30-second challenge, which is another one of our campaigns that we're pushing. And that's about making skippers ready for an emergency. So we say, can you get your life jacket on? Can you send a mayday call? Can you get your EPIRB out and can you get your flares out within 30 seconds?
How many can meet that challenge?
Well, we're finding about 40% of people go pretty close.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
That's really good, but 60% that we're concerned of. And even I was out at Point Sampson yesterday and asked a gentleman in a caravan park to have a go. And I think after about 3 minutes, he got all his gear out. So that's a bit scary. We know boats can sink in up to 10 seconds. So you don't have much time out there. So by wearing your life jacket, well, you're 20 seconds in front.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you're going to be at Feenackle on the weekend, is that correct?
We are. We're at Feenackle all weekend. So bring your life jackets in and we'll actually check them out for you. If you haven't got a life jacket, come and see us anyway and we'll show you all the different kinds you can actually try and wear. We'll basically bring expired flares and EPIRBs in as well. So we'll take them off you so you don't leave them in your boats around the town.
Now, onto a completely different subject, the Department of Transport is also starting a new education campaign on jet ski hoons. What is a jet ski hoon?
Look, a jet ski hoon is someone, I suppose, that just basically, I'll go back a step. I suppose our waterways are shared by a lot of people. And you've just been talking about divers. We have paddlers. We have stand-up paddleboarders. We have families that just want to float around in a blow-up toy. So from our perspective, a hoon is someone that disrupts the pleasure and the use of our waterways. As simple as that.
And so a jet ski hoon is, you know, obviously someone who you can see kind of going backwards and forwards and disrupting the serenity.
Yeah. So, you know, we're out there to enjoy our waterways. We're out there to have fun and have a pleasurable experience. I'm sure most of your listeners can reflect at a time where a vessel, not necessarily a jet ski, but in this case we're focusing on jet skis, may have come too close, may have been speeding, may have done something a little bit too silly close to a beach. That's the sort of behaviour we're talking about.
Is this getting worse, or is it, you know, is this a problem? To have a campaign on it, it must be getting worse, right?
Yes. You know, a lot of the stuff we do these days is driven by statistics. So what we're finding that in regards to our non-compliance, or where we actually give people fines or basically talk to them about what they're doing on the water, that one in three non-compliances on the water is currently with a jet ski. Now, that is scary considering they're only 8% of our fleet.
Oh, wow. That is a scary, scary statistic. And it's obviously an issue up here in the Pilbara as well.
Look, I don't know. I can't actually give you the stats on that. I was actually looking through the numbers last night. There are about 7,600 jet skis in Western Australia. I narrowed it down to the fact that in Pilbara and the Kimberley, you've only got about 260 registered.
Oh, okay.
So you haven't got a very big fleet. I suppose this campaign is probably more focused in the metropolitan and the southwest.
Yeah.
So not so much the Pilbara, but, you know, the campaign will make its way up into this area. And I think the thing you mentioned earlier, it's an education campaign. We're trying to get people to think about their behaviour, be responsible and respectful of other people. We don't want to get out on the water and start putting out fines and all those sorts of things. It's about sharing the waterways. And so having to speak to you today and allowing me to have a chat about this is fantastic, because if you're a jet ski owner, just be careful what you're doing around other people. That's all we're asking at the moment.
It's not too much to ask at all, is it? Laurie, thank you for dropping in. Laurie Adams from the Department of Transport. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.